The first thing to say about this particular instance in Hong Kong immigration is that there is no such animal as a half-time visa, because if you're going to get an employment visa, the assumption from the immigration department is that you're effectively going to be undertaking your employment duties in Hong Kong on a full-time basis. So if you wish to secure an employment contract with somebody where you expect to have a six-month on, six-month off arrangement, you can expect the immigration department to grant you an employment visa only to cover the 6 months that you're going to be in Hong Kong. They won't give you a 12-month period of stay in those circumstances. So if your intention is to come here for business and you have the intention to spend a great deal of time away from Hong Kong pursuing interests other than those that you're establishing in Hong Kong and that you've got the permissions in the first place to be here to do that, effectively there is no issue per se about spending time away from Hong Kong, just so long as that you've got a good reason for being away from Hong Kong for such protracted periods and that your Hong Kong business interests have not been compromised as a result of your time being away. So in the application you probably wouldn't explain that you're going to spend so much time away from Hong Kong, but if after the fact you did spend that time away from Hong Kong, those are the conditions that you need to consider in terms of how the Immigration Department would grant you an extension on an ongoing basis if they concluded from the fact of your time spent away that you didn't actually need the permissions to remain in Hong Kong to do the things that they gave you permission to do in the first place. So the real question underlying this, or the real issue underlying this question, is how all this might come into play in the context of a claim for permanent residency 7 years later. Well, the test for permanent residency is you need to show that you've been continuously and ordinarily resident in Hong Kong for a period of not less than 7 years, and that any absences from Hong Kong have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by your intention at the time that you made each departure. And so in the overall scheme of things, what you did in a particular place at a particular time needs to be seen in the light of how your life has been conducted throughout the 7 years as a result of that pattern of your lifestyle, and that in all of those circumstances it can be said that you have been actually ordinarily resident in Hong Kong all of that time, even though you spent a lot of time away from Hong Kong, so that you can then go on to qualify for the right of abode. So that's the real issue at play in this question. So I think that probably covers it all, and I hope you found this useful.